Blog Talk. bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I read to you tonight our scripture. It's coming from Psalms 103. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Call a friend. Call someone. Let them know. Now is the time. Now is the hour. We're going to be speaking on a very sensitive and fun subject tonight. So right now, as we give ourselves away, get comfortable, get your Bibles, and I'll be right back with you.
Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
That we learn how to give ourselves away. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's where everything that's within you should be blessing the Lord. And forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Who forgives all your iniquities? That's a benefit. Who heals all your diseases? How many of your diseases? All of your diseases. That's a benefit. Who redeems your life from destruction? That's a benefit. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? That's a benefit. Who satisfies your mouth with good things? That's a benefit. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I've just read Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5. Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5. Maybe you should perhaps put these on one of your cards, your little index cards, that you're going to hang around your house to remind yourself, to encourage yourself. to forget not all of his benefits. As you bless the Lord, O my soul, as you're choosing to do right when you could do wrong. You know we should be doing right even when we could do wrong. Not when we're in a situation where there's nothing else that we can do but the right thing. But we should be able to willingly open up our hearts and choose to, I'm going to do right. Willingly decide I'm going to serve tonight. I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to turn everything else away, and I'm just going to dedicate some time to the Lord. Choose that I'm going to go fellowship with my sisters and brothers tonight. I'm going to go listen to the head, my leader, and see what God has given him for me. That he's going to verify exactly what's in my spirit with his spirit. As we bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within us. Hallelujah. Well, this is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas. And my ministry is the Tri-Anointed Ministries. Well, Tri-Anointed Women of Christ. Tri-Anointed People of Christ. Our Tri-Anointed, our hearts are together in the, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Connects them together as one, just like a triangle. All points touching one another, becoming one. One head. Hallelujah. And that's who blesses this ministry. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Speaking of fathers, can I just rejoice for a moment with you? Let me just rejoice right now, because as I started the show today, I had to go to the second song and let God allow us to give ourselves away to him, because I needed to just praise for a moment. I just got a call that my grandson just came into the world. Welcome into the world, James Marquise Dumas II. So this is my oldest son, J.D. This is his second son, so his third child. And so now little James Marquise Dumas II is born today in Boston, Massachusetts. And we're just to welcome you into the world, into this life. JD's birthday is on Monday the 13th, so we were saying, you know, she's so close, it's probably going to be born on your birthday. But God has his own time, and an individuality is something special. So they're 2 days apart, and that is wonderful. And I just see the bond and the relationship already. And his big brother and his big sister has just been so anxiously waiting to see him. And I hear he looks just like the big brother. So awesome. This is just a wonderful day. So June 11th, 2011. God has just did it again and just blessed us again. Danielle is doing fine. So, again, the Dumas family has been blessed, and we just praise the Lord for that. Just thank you, Jesus. So I'm excited. So just rejoice with me as I celebrate. This is my fourth grandchild. I have Tatiana, Nathaniel, Janelle, and now James. So God bless, God bless. We're just so excited about that. Again, I announce to the world, my grandchild is here. He is in the world. God has delivered him and brought him to us. And so we just thank God for him. And everyone there is doing fine and said it was an easy delivery. So praise the Lord for that. We just thank God for that.
Amen.
So, amen. He is here. He is here. Thank you, Jesus. So we are actually waiting on pictures to actually come through now, but I hear he looks just like Nathaniel. So God bless, God bless. We're just praising God for a safe delivery and just the anointing over his life that
The birth of this child is the birth of a brand new experience for him. He's going to do something, and may he set a mark on this world that makes a difference in this world, and not just live life, but just, you know, I dedicate him right now back to the Lord, and may the anointing of the Lord just forever follow him and be with him and guide him in this life. So praise be the name of the Lord. As our scripture tonight, we did the Psalms 103, as we're going to praise God with every bit of us, everything that we have in us, and we're never going to forget the benefits that he represents to us, the benefits that he heals all of our sicknesses and diseases. That's a benefit. That he's always there with comfort. That's a benefit. Some of the things as we come close to a Father's Day, just want to say, just get ourselves geared up, because sometimes we get so carried away about Mother's Day because mothers are so special. And we have to also take that much time for our fathers. Father's Day is a very special time in our lives, and we have good stories, and some stories are great. Some stories are sad when we talk about fathers, and some will just make your heart ache when we actually talk about fathers. But I came to remind you that there is hope, even for the fatherless. There is hope. There is peace, even for those who say that I went through so much turmoil and trouble with my earthly father. But there is hope for you. There is peace for you. Because there's a father that represents love. And he doesn't speak the word, but he represents love. So whatever it is that you're needing, I invite you to come and just grab hold of it. You know, I often tell people that those that may say that I don't have an earthly father that was in my life, that was presently there, that was there to give me the fatherly talks or do the things that fathers are represent and do, you know, it's so special, though, because in many cases, God said, I'm not going to allow anyone to mess up you. I know the plans I have for you. And even if I have to move this person out of your way, I'm here for you. And I'm going to do that stuff. I'm going to be that father figure in your life. I'm going to be the one that you can lean on. And whether you recognize that he was there, whether you recognize that he always had that shoulder for you to lean on when you thought you was going to fall, whether you recognize that it was him or not, it was he, your Abba Father, who was the one that held you up strong. It was he, your Abba Father, when there was no hope, and man and mother and father, sisters and brothers had nothing else they could do to help you. It was he who was there, instilling in you patience, peace, hope. That's why you're here today. When you thought that you would, it is because he said, I know the plans I have for you, and I will let no one stand in the way of me setting you free and delivering you. So that's exactly what we're cheering on tonight. We're just excited about the fact that God is a good God, that he's a father to us. Some of the stories of our, when we think of our fathers, some of the most important fathers in the world, we're just going to open it up and just ask a few. When you think of the word father, it can be past, present, or what is it that you see? What names kind of pop in your mind when you think of great father? What do you have for us?
A great father.
Have any name
to
pop in your head?
A great father can be an overseer, a comforter, a leader. Those are just some of the things that a great father can be.
That's right. That's right. As far as personal individuals, when you think of a great father, when I think of a great father, Barack Obama pops in my head. I think he's probably a great father. You know, I think he's probably a great father. I think he fits that role as a father. as I think of a great father, I'm not for sure. I don't know the personal life of him, but I think of, because when I was growing up, Cecil Bullock, to me, used to be a great father. I remember his girls used to feel like they could always, if they was excited about something, I'm sure they wanted to tell their mom, but they would always say, I've got to go tell my daddy. My daddy's going to be so excited about this. I've got to go tell my daddy. They was just always so excited about that. So I always thought that Cecil Bullock had to be a great father to his kids. So I pray that they feel, and I know, and I think they do, feel the same way. But what are some other names? I look at a lot of fathers I know that are not there because they're in and out of life. Martin Luther King Jr., I would think, you know, was a great father. You hear the stories as his children now tell it at that time, and we don't realize that just how much he had given of himself to the world, to the people in the world, that, you know, they were saying, you know, while everybody else was loving him, they was missing him, because the great fathers give a lot. They sacrifice a lot. So he sacrificed a lot of times, not by being on the road, spreading the word, trying to help others, that was in inversely helping his children also, even though he wasn't in the house because he's out there on the road so much. What he did helped them be what they are today. So that's still a great father, leaders, setting examples for people, great fathers. I just want to say for my brothers, for whatever that you're doing in your life, when you can look at your children and see something positive about them, that's got to make you want to pat yourself on the back and say, praise the Lord for whatever it was. Because it doesn't, our kids doesn't come with manuals, and we make mistakes. But when we can still go around the mistakes and still mold them into something, when we can change some of our ways, because we don't want to see those things being reflected in their lives. And when it makes that big difference, that T, Reggie, and DeConcelin are doing, have doing, and will continue to do, that's an awesome thing. So I take my hat off. I salute you guys for that. I salute you guys that, because fathering just doesn't stop just because your child turns a certain age. You still are mentoring. You still are doing things. So for you, Chris, out there, keep doing what you're doing. And especially you, JD, keep doing what you're doing. And remember that even the ones that are around your kids, you know, you are the most important person in their lives, Father, when it comes to being the father figures. For Amen. Your sons, for your daughters, it is very important. They need both parents for different things. But as far as that father, it's important for that father to make sure that they are playing that role. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're making some sacrifices. And some of the sacrifices sometimes are, you know, you have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Even mommy says yes. You still have to stick to your no. Some of the sacrifices that fathers make may not make them look like they're the Prince Charming at all times. Because they do have to do things that maybe others don't do. What do you think about that, Barbara?
Amen. I'm sorry. I got every time I try to speak, I start coughing, getting over a cold.
No problem. As we look in our churches, we see people who are representing fatherhood. It thrills my heart to look and see people who are not just representing themselves and their home as the perfect father, but they're going beyond that. And inside of the churches, there have been fathers and mentors to those who don't have a father in their home.
Amen.
So, you know, that's a big thing. We reach out to the women also who has to try to play the role as fathers. We're still mothers, But there's times when we have to do the things that maybe normally a father would be doing in the household. And we have to step up, and we can't say just because the father's not here that the child doesn't get that. We still have to do the roles and do the things that normally a father would do. There are some things that we hear stories about, and some of the negative things that we are going to be talking about in the next few days. I have a couple callers who just want to call in and express some of the issues that, as one lady told me today, that with her father is some father issues that even in her older age now, middle age, she still has friction between her and her father. They love each other, but because of some of the things that have happened in their past, they still can't move to another level. Well, don't you know that that's just exactly what the enemy is just wanting to happen? Do you know that that is him portraying, you know, that in your life? He's portraying that, oh, you still have love, so that's enough. But don't you know that that's his way of separation? That's cutting something away from you that you could be getting, of wasting time that you really could be enjoying, because he would not let you go, but only so far. It's a stronghold, the Bible says. And it's a hold that is strongly held against you and held against your father.
That's right.
Forgiveness is one of the things that that cuts the strings to that stronghold. We have to learn how to forgive. So it's a process. It's a process, and you have to get to that, at least just stepping out. And I told her today, just stepping out and just calling out the words that I need help in this area. I want to love, fully love. I want to fully get a stronger relationship with my father, and I acknowledge that I need to go back and start and get some things worked out. That is such a great step, because the enemy you would even want to start a relationship with your father. But God is the father of hope. God is standing right there. And God is speaking peace in your life right now. And you're reaching out and opening your mouth right now, and your father may not say anything about it. Your father may try to just smile through it, and he's waiting to see how you're taking this and how you're going to put something. Or how are you going to approach him tomorrow? But your father is hoping for that same peace.
Yes.
He wants this thing cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to forgive. He wants to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And our Heavenly Father, Abba Father, he represents love. He is our one that we look at the example of how we are to live.
That's
so when
right.
we all get that introduced, and I'm even going to ask if we can maybe get her father on the line, but she said she wants to come and speak first, and so we're going to do that hopefully either Monday or Tuesday night. But in the meantime, if there's anyone who has any prayers for prayer about your relationship, whether it's hopeful or whether it was maybe you do not even know your father, maybe you're still looking for your earthly father, you don't know him, in any way, we're more than happy to pray with you, search
Amen.
With you, speak with you, whatever it is that God is calling upon for you to do
Amen.
Right now in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God just for the different things that God has always had someone in my life to speak something in my life. I look at the society, and I look at the way that many kids that are brought up, and even now women are going out and they're choosing now to have babies, and they, you know, from sperm donors and different things like that, and they're choosing not to have a man in the child's life, not to have a father figure present in their life. And You know, I just kind of beg to differ on that. I stick with the word, and God had a father and a mother there, and he shows the love and the importance of the both there. And as much as one parent can be there, it's just the mother and the father has bring so many different things to the table.
That's right.
So important to prepare this whole beautiful bouquet, this for everything to be just in order. It's all needed there. So when we step outside of what it is that God has designed for us and put it out there, showed us what the design is, and we step outside of that because we're impatient, husbanding come in time as far as we're concerned, and we say our clocks are ticking, and so we're going to jump on there and have this child anyway, and we don't need a man to raise a child, and all of those things that we tell ourselves.
Right.
I beg you to take a moment and just pray about that and ask God, is this where you want me to be at this time in my life?
Yeah.
Is this the time that you're wanting to be me to be a mother? Should I be out here doing this on my own? And read the word and put it together with whatever it is that you're thinking, and let's see how they match up. See if it matches up in a line with the word. That child is one day going to come to ask you about, where is my father? Why don't I have a relationship with my father?
Mm-hmm.
And whether we are can accept it or not, we say, oh, it's not going to bother me, but what about that child?
Right.
What about that child? How is it going to affect them? And then the mothers who leave the kids with the father, and then eventually, you know, when the father has did everything that he can, and now God blesses him with someone to come and help raise the kids, why are you going against the help that has been given there? You wasn't doing it.
That's right.
So step back. You had already took your hands off of the situation. So now that they've got them up and now they've been successful, you know, don't try to break up that relationship
that
father has built for all of that time. It's more fathers that are stepping up. It's more fathers that are raising their kids than it was in the past that as we known it. The stepfathers out there, what an awesome job. What a blessing you are for stepfathers to come into a relationship and say, not only am I going to love this woman, but I'm going to love her kids as though they were mine. I'm going to do for them as though they were mine. I'm going to set out. I'm going to sacrifice as though they were a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so because you do those things, I come to remind you that you are joint with them now.
That's
you
right.
are a part
right.
of them. They are a part of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the God lovingness that is inside of you.
That's right.
That you are obedient to God's love that is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it just overflows, and it comes down, and it just takes on the presence of everyone in your household.
Yes.
And that's why it's so successful. And I just salute you, because it's one thing to love your own, to love what you that looks like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. But when you can step outside of that arena
and love
someone else's the same way that they love theirs, love someone else when that someone else may look just like their birth biological father.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one that's standing there. You are the one that is doing for them. And there's a lot
that's
of you fathers out there, stepfathers, that you're doing all this and you're doing all that. You're the one who's supplying. You're the one who's sacrificing. And then the biological may come around every now and then and feel like that, you know, he needs all the credit, or he gets to be called the daddy, or but God sees your works, and God sees your heart. And don't stop going. Don't get discouraged about it. Don't get discouraged. And women out there, I encourage you, make your fathers feel special. Make your husbands that are stepfathers, make them, show them how much you appreciate them.
That's
don't
right.
just let another day go by without letting them know that any day, let me just surprise you, because this is your Father's Day. It doesn't have to be the day that is represented on the calendar, but just let them know. I just want to take today to say Happy Father's Day for you.
Amen, amen.
Up on a pedestal. It's such a blessing. Such a blessing.
Yes.
But some of the things that are going on in the world today,
mm-hmm.
and people are still able to see. I know one young lady has 5 kids, and they're 4 different fathers. And some man, God has sent her way now that she has gave her life to the Lord. And she has changed all of the things that she used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And God has sent her somebody who is in her life loving on her. Not just her, but loving her 5 kids.
Amen.
I don't hear about it every day.
Mm-hmm.
That is so God. That
yes,
is so
is.
God. And I just thank you, Lord, for that love. I thank you, love, that now the love that is on her, everyone that is in that life that she used to have,
yes.
gets to look at her and say, I know it had to be God. Look at what God has done for her. Look what happened to her when she gave her life to God.
That's right.
Hey, I'm going out here and find this other man, and then when this man gives me this and gives me that, then I'm going to give myself to God. But she came to Christ just as she was. She was bruised. Her mind
mm-hmm.
was not right. Physically, mentally, emotionally, she came just as she was and said, God, here I am. And I believe that you can heal me. I believe that you can use me. I believe that you still have the desire to forgive me of all of my sin.
Amen.
And
amen.
Wash me, cleanse me.
Yes, yes.
And that's what he did. And that's what he did.
Mm.
We have to make a quality decision to walk in love.
Yes.
To forgive.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what the mother need to do. We have to live with great faith.
Yes.
And as mothers, we have to remind ourselves also, one of the topics as we close, I've heard one of the shows was speaking about stepfathers, and they were saying that this particular father was saying that, you know, when he stepped into the family, that it was some little girls, and they was little bitty small girls. And
uh-huh.
the little girls used to come and jump up on the stepfather's lap, and, you know, was just so glad to be in the presence, because you know how little girls act around big, strong men. We just love being around big, strong men. And you know, so they would hold on to him, and they would do all these things. So he was there from little, small ages. And now that they've grown and they hit the puberty stages and their bodies start to form, and, you know, he said that now still, you know, they come and they jump up in his arms and they do all the different things. And he feels himself kind of moving back from them some, because he don't know exactly, you know, should he still be holding them at this age? Should he still be doing all the little, you know, tickling them as much as he did before? He's still
right.
dad in their eyes. They're still his daughters in his eyes. And so his thing was, he came and he was wanting to talk to his wife about it. And he said, you know, he just wanted to talk to her about now that, you know, their bodies are changing. And, you know, you look
right.
at your kids and look at you, how you're growing.
That's
but he
right.
didn't know how to really express that. And he
mm-hmm.
said that she jumped on his case, and she was saying, what are you saying? You know, are you thinking, you know, perverted thoughts against the girls or something? And it was so different from what he was thinking. That is not at all what he was saying. What he was saying, women, is that we need to be, let our men come to us and speak these things to us. what's wrong with your father, the father of the kid, talking to you saying, you know, the girls now are forming bodies and all of these here things are going on. And I want to be there for them, you know, but, you know, I don't want to be tickling them the same, you know. I don't want to accidentally touch them in the wrong places and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make him feel comfortable with now the new ways of how now he can hug the girls or how now he can do different things or, you know, make him feel comfortable. Don't just condemn him because he come to you, his friend, you, his wife, you,
mm-hmm.
his helpmate. He come to you and express the things that is going on. Because that's what we ask for, right? We want communications.
That's right, that's right.
So I just remind us as mothers to let's make sure that we are being there for our great men of God that he has sent us. Let's not send them away with thoughts that they can't express this or talk about certain things with us.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we're going to take this all the way through Father's Day. I just want to take out the time, again, to just invite anyone who is listening. If you're in the archives, you can always reach us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Walkwithmegod@aol.com. The call-in number here is 646-652-4916. And we just thank God for your listening, just for being here. And if
Amen.
You would, if you would just like to invite Christ into your life today, to say, I want to accept him. I want that fatherly love.
That's
I feel
right.
like I missed out on it when I was growing up. I didn't
mm-hmm.
have it. So I'm
mm-hmm.
looking for it. I want that fatherly love.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have someone who's going to look out for me. My best is going to be the most important thing in their
mm-hmm.
life. I just ask you to repeat after me right now. Jesus, come into my life and forgive
Amen.
Me of all my sins.
Amen.
I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new creature right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I just want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
I trust all that your shed blood for me on that cross.
Yes, Lord.
You are my Savior and Lord.
Yes.
In your name I pray.
Amen, amen.
This prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us that old things are passed away,
uh-huh.
and behold, all things are brand new.
Yes.
It's important to reach out and let somebody know of your decision to follow Christ. I'm
amen.
Here for you. We want to pray with you. Don't forget to join in with us. Be there on the next broadcast as we continue to celebrate our fathers, to talk about some of the issues that's going to bring us closer to our father, give us relationships with our fathers that is right now we may not have for whatever the reason is. Whatever happens in your life, tonight is the night for you to start
Amen.
A new beginning
Amen.
With your earthly father as God glues together and it'll bring you through the examples that our Heavenly Father gives us daily.
Yeah.
This is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas. I'm signing off from Tri-Anointed Ministries, saying I love you, but most importantly, God loves you more.
Amen.
Good night.